A lot of train riders in today, Joe.
Don't
get that in America, do we? kind of forgotten about Trains United States of America. When we were traveling on the Texas Eagle, on the first leg of our journey from Chicago, Illinois to San Antonio, Texas, when we were south of St. Louis, we were the only passenger train on the line all day. And once on the second leg from San Antonio to Los Angeles, we were the only passenger train every other day. And yet the Americans put more freight on rail than any other industrialized country. Without the railroad, their economy would tank. But they just don't think of it as a way of traveling. One of these songs we recorded in a tiny town called Alpine, Texas, which was only built because the people who were coming through making the railroad found a source of fresh water nearby. So they built a town because they knew they could stop the trains there. I don't think anyone gets on or off the train that comes every other day to come in and out of that town. It's a kind of lonesome old place, isn't it?
Very lonesome.
That's because it's West Texas.
Here's a song that we didn't expect to do when we set out on this journey. But sitting up late on the train the first night, we realized it was a song we both loved. And speaking of... I should speak louder?
Yeah, no, I'm not too. You're good. Joe, I'm sorry, man. I just want to get a bit more. Because I'm going to sing quiet, I just want to get push my vocals a bit.
The song was also the second hunk of 45 RPM vinyl I ever bought with my own money when I was a 7-year-old boy in Atlanta. And as Bill tells me, it's a song on the only album that his parents ever owned.